So a lot of what we take for granted in today's culture of glamour and bling can be traced back to Bad Boy Records and its founder, Sean Puff Daddy Combs. A new documentary that opens tomorrow tells the label's story around a concert last year that reunited some of its stars. Franny Kelly has more.
We know Sean Combs for grandiosity. We know him by his stage names, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. Everybody's heard Bad Boy's records. And most people can picture the parties in the Hamptons, helicopters in the videos, the choir behind him as he danced in tribute to his fallen friend, Biggie Smalls. In the documentary, called Can't Stop, Won't Stop, he will wear fur on stage and he will demand a certain kind of lighting.
I like God light. When God's light comes through, it just hits you like it's God's light. I don't want the Chrysler that looks like the Phantom. I want the Phantom.
Combs didn't do all that to rub his success in your face. He did it for the kids. That's what he said when I met him at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills.
I was going to live life the way the kings live life, but, you know, as a man of color. And I'm going to let the kids in the world see that. And it's going to have an effect on them because they're constantly getting hit with images of us as African Americans being unsuccessful. Like when you watch the news, you know, to the point now where they see images of themselves actually getting shot. I have to show them another image. No matter how it rubs people the wrong way, it's important.
Black people are not found to be glamorous or famous or rich, so Puff has always been applying himself to the audience that was never considered glamorous.
Jednicki Mayard is a writer who grew up in New York, where Combs and his label began.
He knew where the money was and where the value was from the very beginning. So that's pretty much why he's my hero. That's pretty much why I think he still has such respect in our community, because Puffy has always found value in black dollars.
In the documentary, Combs describes sitting on his stoop as a kid in the summer, staring at his neighbor's pool, wishing they would invite him over. And he says he never wanted to feel like that again. It tells the story of major labels rejecting musicians he later guided to platinum sales. But Mayard says she admires him for more than his business acumen. Bad Boy was the soundtrack of a generation.
A generation that I guess was in between. You know, hip-hop was one thing and soul was the thing before it, and I think Bad Boy was finally the connection of all that we had heard. You know, all the samples were from our parents' time, but all the artists were very much our time. So I guess when I think of Bad Boy, I just think of being black in the 90s.
And it's the songs that Combs puts first.
The legacy, to me, is in the bass line and in the beat, the pocket of the beat, and the melody and the spirit that's put in the music. That's all you left with. Nothing could compare to that feeling, you know, that feeling that you're able to give people through music.
You ready, Mace?
Party people, it's the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to... Yeah, what you know about going out, head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest, trying to live it up, ride jewel, bigger truck, seats all glittered up.
The first night of the reunion does not go well, and in the film, Combs has to psych himself up to give it another shot. He starts singing in the shower.
Gotta get into that spirit, out of my brain and into my heart, out of my brain and into my heart.
In Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Combs is a great motivator. Some of his artists are anxious about performing again. Others have to resolve old disagreements before they can share a stage. But Combs gets them together. Writer Jednicki Mayard saw it live.
It really is a pleasure to see him on stage because he's so himself and he really enjoys it. And he's like a hype man for the artist and he's a hype man for the audience and a hype man for himself. So it just feels like you can't be in the room with him without being happy. At least a concert room. I don't know what it's like to be in a meeting with him, but it feels like you can't be in the theater with him and not be on his level, I think is what's really dope about it. So I'm pretty sure he'll do it again like 100 times or do it again for 30th anniversary.
Right before the concert, a doctor pays a house call. He asks somebody to get Combs a tissue. It's printed with $100 bills. I asked him if the 19-year-old who started Bad Boy Records in a basement in 1993 could do it today.
If I was 13 today, I could start Bad Boy Records. Just due to the knowledge that kids have due to social media, they start at the age 13 right now because the business is something that's attainable to them. It's something that they're allowed to be a part of. It's something that they rule. So if I was coming up, you know, at this time, I'd have more access, and I'd probably be able to build something bigger than Bad Boy Records.
Imagine that. For NPR News, I'm Franny Kelly. Where do I go?